This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 6:06 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. Coming then to what we're starting the hour off with. We're just a few days away from Merdeka, and in line with that, we've been spending this week speaking to Malaysian creators about their work and how it's shaped by living in our country, and also hearing about what makes home feel like home for them. So we've spoken with Erica Ng, a 22-year-old Malaysian who won an Eisner Award for her webcomic Fried Rice, and then also to Haji Burhanuddin Razzi, who's the creator of Upin and Ipin. Today, we'll be joined by singer-songwriter Zee Avi. Like Erica, Zee's journey is one of returning. After writing and producing music abroad for 10 years, she came home to Malaysia, driven by the potential she saw in young musicians here and her desire to connect with them. Even before that, though, Malaysia has always had a strong influence on Zee's work, particularly her Sarawakian heritage. And if you're familiar with what she's done, it's evident in her music and even in the clothes she wears. And I think that that's really something that all the artists we've spoken to this week have shared. There's a pride and a love for the country, even if, like I think many of us will relate to, it's a complicated feeling at times. And also, I think, a longing to talk about what the country is and what it could be. It's nice, I think, or at least I've appreciated it. It's nice to take a breather and get some distance from the grind of politics and the news cycle and take the time to explore and rethink our homeland. So we're going to be doing that after this by delving into all things music, Malaysia and Merdeka with singer-songwriter Zee Avi. If you have any thoughts to share about what Merdeka means to you or what makes Malaysia your home, you can call us again, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Bole for Malaysia. Ha. BFM 89.9. The business station.
It's 6:14 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. Now, as promised, we are going to be closing off our week of Merdeka Conversations, where we've been speaking with artists and creators about their work and how it kind of deals with the idea of Malaysianness and Malaysia. And so now we are joined on the line by none other than Malaysian singer-songwriter Zee Avi. Zee, pleasure to have you with us. So let's start off with the simplest question. What inspired you to become a singer-songwriter in the first place?
What inspired me to be a singer-songwriter? I guess singing has always been something that I'd love to do in my spare time. And songwriting, because I felt like I didn't hear anyone sing about my experiences. I couldn't relate to a lot of the songs that were played on the radio. And I was just like, why don't I try maybe writing a song based on the poetries that I've written in the past? And I was writing at the time in my diary entries, basically. And, you know, I would pick a page and start writing. And then I found, you know, great joy in it, and it was very therapeutic, still is. But even more so, I think, you know, singing and songwriting is a way for me to connect with myself and to just kind of take a breather. And, you know, it's my way of kind of compartmentalizing my emotions and thought process.
Mm. And while we're talking about your work, I mean, what informs your music and what do you think you're trying to achieve with it?
I suppose a lot of it, of course, is based on my own experiences. Like, I actually, the hard part about writing a song is the experiencing part of it. You know, sometimes those things are, and again, like, I'm very much a flow follower, a flower, if you must. Basically, let my, you know, life kind of guide me into experiencing something. And, you know, there's always a lesson to be learned in every situation. And I guess most of my songs are about the journey of learning those lessons and those obstacles and what they mean to me and how they change my perspective and help me grow. But when I write my songs, no matter how specific the situation is to myself, somebody from another corner of the planet, like, you know, would say that, like, I went through the same thing in my life, word for word. So thank you so much for putting them into words and a song. Now I don't feel alone. And to me, that is my greatest achievement, when I know that in the end of the day, we just go through the same lessons, just with different situations and different timing and paces. So, yeah.
And I think this is something that we touched on a little bit earlier, but your Sarawakian heritage means a lot to you. You've talked about this, you know, both as a musician and I suppose as a person. Maybe we can zoom in a little bit on that.
For me, I'm very proud of my roots. I'm very proud of where I come from. I'm very proud of my land and my people. And they inspire me every day because, you know, wherever I go, I always bring the Oha spirit with me. I do try to integrate the Borneo and Sarawakian culture. I just feel like Borneo is such an untapped gem in the world. I go everywhere and I tell people I'm from Malaysian Borneo and they ask me where's that, and it's always a good time to educate them about the wonderful facts of Borneo. Borneo is the third largest island in the world. But I also just feel that there are a lot of talents. We do have a lot of platform, you know, with the online world, like we do have a lot of platform to highlight them. However, it's just a matter of getting the attention of someone who will appreciate it. And for me, I will always keep my ear out, even though I'm over here, but I always have eyes and ears over there letting me know and updating me on the hidden gems and talents over there.
And while we're on the topic of music and Malaysian talent, I suppose, how would you describe the music landscape here at home?
Well, I guess it really depends on whom you're asking and where your eyes are at or where your ears are at, rather. In terms of what we have in the mainstream, I think we have so many different varieties and talents from, you know, the independent scene and also the online scene. They're a whole different scene altogether. But I feel like if the people who are calling the shots for what is good for the masses would just give like the independent scene a chance, they would see that we actually have a lot of quality global exports, potential global exports. If we were to figure out a way to refresh the formula of what should be good, you know, I feel like also local radio stations should play more of local artists' contents, you know. We should have more support with that. English or Malay or Chinese or Tamil or, you know, dialect language, like, we got to give support. Now, a lot of people ask me this question, actually. Like, what is the difference? I just feel like the difference is support. It's better if we work together because Malaysia is so small, right? Like, I know it's very competitive, but it's better if we work together. And I think we can achieve so much more, actually.
And in your work then, or, you know, in your life, do you think that you've been able to get people out of their comfort zones?
I think so. But I think if they push the boundaries outside the limits of, you know, our phantom constraints, if you catch my drift, I don't think they would have the support of people who can call the shots to bring them outside. So they have to do it themselves. Mm. But I do feel, see, this is the thing. Like, people ask me also, like, Z, like, how can I make music that would bring me outside of Malaysia? And it's sad because we've lost, like, so many good ones because they don't feel like they can grow here. And how can we change that? You know, like, the last thing we want is all of our most talented, you know, treasures. They don't want to be here because they cannot grow. No one appreciates them. So they're like, okay, lah, my rezeki is elsewhere. I'm just going to go there. Sayang. Hmm. You know, guys, like, we need to start appreciating our local talents, creatives and artists. But I feel like a lot of the younger generation, they are really brave, very outspoken, you know, and they are able to kind of articulate their frustrations in a way. But I think, like, it's time for us to really kind of have them have their voice.
Yeah, I mean, I think you raise an excellent point. Brain drain is a real worry, you know, across the board here in the country. But turning to, I guess, yourself and your work, on a brighter note, what are some projects that you're looking forward to work on?
I'm starting an online talk show with my friend Farouk Kamil, where it's called Oha TV, ohatv.my. where we'll be, you know, it's a chill talk show where we'll be highlighting some of the Arawakian talents and creatives from all of the creative industry. And it's going to be a talk show in Bahasa Sarawak and English as a way to introduce Sarawak to the world and the world to Sarawak.
Wow, cool. Something to look forward to. And we're speaking to you, of course, partly because Merdeka is right around the corner. And so we've been asking our guests what it means to them. What does Merdeka mean to you?
Freedom, right? I mean, that's the best way to describe independence. I also feel like to want to be independent, you must first be brave. You must first be bold to make that next step, to that next step to progress. And that's what I feel.
Mm. And while we're on the subject of progress, do you think that, you know, our values like music have evolved over time, or have they stayed in some ways very much the same?
I love being a Malaysian, you know, and I feel we are, and you know, as a person who has traveled a lot through my career, the more I'm away, the more I feel so proud to be Malaysian because of our uniqueness, because of our, perspectives as individuals. Actually, I think Malaysians are some of the most individualistic people I had ever met. And, you know, everyone that I meet, they're all, different personalities and ideals, languages, beliefs, customs, traditions. But we all can still sit together and enjoy a good nasi lemak, you know, and that's amazing. And I do feel that as Malaysians, our feeling of unity is still intact because it's engraved in, you know, like it's in our blood. I don't think I can imagine myself growing up in, you know, being born in another country besides Malaysia.
So in closing, what would you like to say to fellow Malaysians ahead of Merdeka?
Wow, this is the time to do so, isn't it? I think I cannot advocate enough about how being kind is very important, and find little pieces of joy in each and every single day. And while you're at it, try to be nice. A smile is free. Smile is energy. Give it however you can, just like support, also free. Give it, be it. And we can actually achieve that as a nation. You know, be together instead of looking at our differences. Because first of all, we got to stop talking about our differences and how it's different. We're not trying to say, like, don't look at races. Cannot. Because that's what makes us special and unique, is our different races and customs and beliefs. But we just have to figure out a way how we appreciate all of the different strengths that we all have, and come together and think about ways how we can better ourselves and our country together.
Zee, thank you so much for sharing your experiences with us. That was singer-songwriter Zee Avi talking about her musical journey and why Malaysia means so much to her in our final interview of our Merdeka series. Again, we started off the week by speaking with Erica Ng, who is an Eisner Award-winning webcomic artist, and also to Haji Burhanuddin Razzi, the creator of Upin and Ipin. So if you missed either of those conversations, you can check that out on our site as well as our app and listen to them in full. And if you would like to share your thoughts on Merdeka and our country as we are heading towards the long weekend, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And after the 6:30 news today, we are going to be talking about trying to restore confidence in elections, and more specifically looking at the proposals that have come from the Electoral Reform Committee. There have been quite a number, so we're going to be picking out some that stand out and trying to understand how, if these were in fact in place, how that might change things here in the country, and also in some instances just understand terms that maybe we are not so familiar with. So that's going to be coming your way today after the 6:30 news. And yeah, that's it. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.